Five envoys designated to Ghana have presented their letters of credence to President John Evans Atta Mills at the Castle Lusu. They are Issa Brahim, Chad; Selma Ashipala Musavi, Namibia; Ali bin Abdallah Al Alawi, Oman; Jong Hakse, North Korea; and Maya Rita Kolpivara from Finland. President Mills charged the envoys to work to deepen the economic, social and cultural ties between their countries and Ghana. They should also study the numerous economic opportunities in the country and woo their countrymen to come and invest in these areas. Our presidential correspondent, Sethia, reports.
The first envoy to present his letters of credence is Ali bin Abdallah Al Alawi of Oman. President Mills asked him to work hard to encourage more of his countrymen to invest in Ghana.
We are happy that of late quite a number of our brothers from the Sultanate of Oman have shown interest in Ghana's development and growth, and therefore have taken advantage to come and examine for themselves what opportunities exist in Ghana. We want to very much encourage this kind of interaction.
Ambassador Al Alawi promised to promote trade and investment between Ghana and Oman. Next was Maria Kopivara of Finland. President Mills said there's a lot Ghana can learn from Finland, especially in the area of women empowerment.
Ghana and Finland have a lot in common. We both believe in democratic governance, rule of law. And in addition to that, as far back as 2007, we started negotiations on investment promotion and protection agreement in order to pave the way for investment in Ghana by Finnish investors and then vice versa. But I think that Finland must be commended for the leading role that they are taking in women empowerment by having the most female dominated cabinet in the world. I hope Ghana is learning from your experience.
Madam Kopivara said she has already started promoting trade and investment between Ghana and Finland. She praised Ghana's role in international peace and security.
There's no better time to start my tenure here in Ghana than this time, when our relations are excellent, and I've already started my work in trade promotion. We already had this trade delegation from Finland with 20 big Finnish companies meeting with Ghanaian companies and Ghanaian ministries, and we were all very impressed on what we saw. And I also wish to congratulate you for your support for the peace and democracy in Ghana in regional cooperation among ECOWAS.
In spite of the long-standing relations between Ghana and Namibia, it has no permanent mission in Accra. President Mills therefore appealed to his Namibian counterpart, Hifikepunye Pohamba, to establish one in Accra as soon as possible.
I am happy that our relations are getting stronger and stronger. I know that there are so many areas in which we can cooperate. And during my visit, President Pohamba indicated to me areas where we in Ghana can help. And I also indicated to him that there's a lot that we can learn from Namibia. Your livestock industry is second to none.
Mrs. Ashipala Musavui, who described herself as a product of Namibia's liberation struggle with support from Ghana, pledged to strengthen the cordial relations between the country and Namibia.
I'm delighted to be the first female High Commissioner of Namibia to Ghana. Indeed, our bilateral relations are excellent and they are on record. Your brother has equally requested me to try and do all I can to put economic content to our relationship.
The Chadian and North Korean ambassadors pledged to deepen their country's relations with Ghana during their duty tour of the country. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.